Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
No, I mean, I said yes to it. Hey, everybody! I'm Doug Benson. This is Getting Doug with Hi. And my guests, plural, today are two of my favorite actresses. Or actors. You could call them actors if you're not sexist. And one of them you know from a program called Arrested Development, and the other one you know from Parks and Recreation. Yeah. Ali Shawkat and Aubrey Plaza are here.
Whoop, whoop.
Exciting.
Thanks.
You did it.
Yeah.
You said yes to this.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you agree to this?
Well, I don't really have anything else going on right now. Literally, I was like, what do I have on my schedule? Nothing. Oh, yeah, that show. That'll be
fun. So you'd be probably smoking weed around this time of day anyway?
Probably. Maybe like a couple hours later.
And what's your, do you both prefer joints over all these other crazy pipes and things?
Yeah, I love smoking out of my hand.
She does a lot of things out of her hand.
You like to keep that shit handheld?
Yeah.
All right.
And she smokes it like this.
Do you both roll?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know how to roll.
Yeah, do you want to roll one for
sure.
For the fun of it?
So I have these little licorice
people
papers.
Can see that you can Ooh. Do that.
I want people to know all my talents.
Are they, like, flavored or something?
Yeah, they're, like, light licorice. You can only get them in Europe. My friend brought them back for me. Oh. So that's something you know about me.
Oh, it does smell a little licorice-y. And we already rolled a couple, because in case you're not... Are you a speed roller, or does it take...
It takes me about 1.5 hours. No, it should take... Cause it's not too long.
Okay.
But you can smoke
I could do it, but it would take me a long time.
I usually mix it with a little tobacco.
I've never really gotten the hang of it.
No,
and thanks to all these other things,
I don't really
need to. I mean, I joints are fun when you're standing around with your friends and stuff, but you know, I like to take bigger hits than that than you get from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I once was on a beach in Nassau and like snuck off the big resort island that I was on a family vacation with my family. And we, like, would try to get weed from these, like, local guys and got in a really sketchy situation and got dropped off on the beach, like, miles away from our hotel. And we finally got the weed, and they were like, all right, roll it. And I was, like, sitting on the beach, and it was windy, and I did not know how to roll a joint. I was like, I can't pass it. And after that embarrassing moment, I sat at home and just rolled joints every day until I figured out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I will never be shamed again.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to have a gun to your head.
You've got
to roll one.
But you roll your own cigarettes too, right?
I do now, yeah.
You're pretty good at that.
That's practice. I'm not putting a filter in this, but that's okay.
I think we have filters in these because they were made by our magician friend Gabe.
Oh, yeah,
that's pretty. And he really knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a nice joint.
Yeah, might as well get
this
thing
going.
Well,
now you know I can kind of roll.
This is a fun thing we just added to the set, a lighter leash for people that don't want their lighter to leave their bong.
It's very cute.
People steal lighters.
Yeah, it's real easy to pull it out of the thing and walk away. I don't know if it'll really help that much. Look at that. Oh, it's also dark colored.
It's also dark, yeah.
I like
yeah.
the way that looks.
Yeah, it tastes yummy.
I want that one.
You want this one?
Oh, we should all light one right at the... Oops. Oh. Jesus.
This reminds me of high school.
Suspenseful.
Thank you.
It's 4:19, you guys.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is this a warning time?
Every day my phone tells me when it's 4:19. And as long as I'm not on a plane, then I smoke at 4:20.
How long have you been doing that for?
A while.
Yeah.
If you're on a plane, do you eat at 4:20?
No, because you know how edibles don't really hit you right away.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Eating one at 4:20, I don't know. I guess it'd be ceremonial
mm-hmm.
more than because I know that an hour, later, high. 40 minutes later, you get high.
Mm-hmm.
But I do use edibles a lot on planes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you bring vaporizers with the THC liquid in them?
Yeah. On planes? That, like, here's this thing. It's got what they call clear concentrate, and it's like hash oil in a pen, and you get amazing hits off of it.
Oh, wow.
Do you have to put a cartridge in there, or do you have to, like, goop it out and
This one's a goopy, right? You just put it in.
Deal with the goop.
You put it in there and deal with it.
Gooper.
Yeah, it's wax, so it's really sticky goop that you put in this. Mm. But it's like, with all this kind of stuff, I'm just waiting to where it gets to the point where you don't have to clean it. You don't have to do anything.
They have those now where you can just go put a cartridge in there.
Yeah.
Switch them out.
Yeah, but I find those to be not as effective.
Yeah, mm. I know what you mean.
They just kind of give you a slight buzz, but it's almost like smoking a clove or something.
Who needs that?
Yeah,
who needs a slight buzz? It's 420. Let's hit these things.
Here we go.
Here's a lighter.
Thanks.
You can light them for each other. That'll look really European. Know what that means?
It's all over now.
Jeffrey Ross and I ate an edible on a plane once.
And, like, you shared one or something?
Yeah. And
that's
he totally freaked out and started roasting everyone on the plane. And wouldn't stop roasting everyone on the plane.
Seriously?
Out loud.
That's him at his most comfortable?
Yes. He was like, and this guy over here, and that woman over there. And I was like, trying to talk him out of roasting.
We have proof that is what he does when he gets high, because when he did this show, he got high, and then the only things he said for the rest of the show were making fun of my clothes and mm-hmm. the set. And he wouldn't answer any questions. Mm-hmm. He would just sit there and think of his next roast joke.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He cannot stop roasting. That's all he does.
Yeah. He's a roasted stoner.
He's just roasting all day long.
It's crazy.
He gets, like, stoned at home alone and just, like, roasts himself and cries.
Yeah. let's do your high history. That's where we ask the guests, you know, when you first started smoking and those kind of things.
Yeah, you want to hit it?
Yeah, which... How long have you two been friends, first of all?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. How long have we been friends? I don't know, like 5 years?
5 years. A couple years.
Okay, your volume got higher. 5 years.
The day...
Yeah, we met through Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Good old Mike.
Good old Mike is there.
Hooked that up.
Yeah.
I can't remember the first time we hung out.
Me neither. Oh, I think it was actually at Jeff's place.
Oh,
he brought
yeah.
you to a game
oh,
night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, who the fuck is this girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we got a long
We were playing Balderdash.
We were playing Balderdash, yeah.
You like that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I like games, yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, any kind of game.
Yeah.
Any kind of game.
Yeah, any kind of game.
All right.
I get bored after a while, but I like the idea of it. But sometimes I just want to just have fun and not
Game
use
night
my brain.
Is probably too much.
I do. I like game nights. I just sometimes, like when there's teams and things get complicated, I just get a little antsy. But I like the idea of it.
Complicated, yeah. That's
do you want to switch?
The problem sure. people have with some of my games is they're too complicated. Oh, I wouldn't mind trying those papers either.
Yeah, try them. Have some. You can take some for the road. They're lovely.
Here, I'll trade you.
Yeah. This is nice. We each have our own joint. It's like, doesn't get better
mm-hmm.
than this.
Oh, that is tasty. I like those papers. Mm-hmm. So what were we saying? So you're been friends for like 5 years, but you yeah. both came into the friendship as us already being smokers.
Yeah, I think there was probably weed partaking there.
Yeah,
I never really smoked weed in New York. It was always a negative experience for me. But
because the city's too intense, it's just like ends up just being too
know.
Much.
I think there's just something about
stimulus.
California and how like
chill,
maybe. But also just being able to go into a pharmacy and know exactly what you're mm-hmm. putting in your body. Maybe there's
what kind of high you want.
Psychological. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you brought that up because I totally forgot that part of the show. I was supposed to talk about the strains we're using today. All of these joints were made with yeah, model that please. They were all made with Blue Dream, which is a...
Blue Dream.
Yeah.
You dirty bastard!
Always sneak back
yeah,
into my
Blue Dream. Yeah, and our friends at Leafly.com say that it's the perfect hybrid, because it's like, it's mostly sativa, but it's got a little indica in there, I guess. Mm.
And it's good for pain management and without making you sleepy.
Oh, my God, I have so much pain.
Perfect.
Right?
Here's the place to let it
Yeah, you got to go in there and tell them something when you get your medical card. But so let's talk about first time each of you smoked.
Yeah. I was 14. And I was with my friend Danya, and we were at her like older sister's friend's house, and there was like a homemade pen pipe kind of thing. And I was the kid before who was like, I'm never going to drink or smoke or anything. And then like the first time I was offered it, I was like, yes. And I got incredibly stoned. A lot of people were like, I didn't feel it the first time. I felt mine so much, and I kept describing it to everybody. I was like, but everything's like a second later. Do you know what I'm saying? I was like, do you feel why this is happening later? And they were just like, yeah, dude, just shut up. And then we got in a car, and we were like, grew up in like the suburbs of Palm Springs. And they like started drag racing down the street, two cars, and I was in the front seat of one, and I was like, ah! And I thought I was gonna die. And then we went to Del
Taco. It's probably scary even if you're not high though.
Yeah, it was fun, but like living on the edge kind of thing. I was like, I'm smoking pot, I'm drag racing.
Del Taco.
I felt so independent. Going to Del Taco was like the best thing ever. Like, I'm just here ordering food on my own with my friends. It was a great night. And then I've smoked pot every day for a long time after that.
Breaks and sometimes like periods where you, like a lot of lines to memorize. Is that does that get
sometimes
make for trouble?
Sometimes I like to memorize them when I'm stoned, and then the next day it's kind of like set in there.
No, you don't.
I do. Like the night before, I'll get stoned and like look over it, and then the next day. But I would never work stoned. Have you ever?
Me neither.
No.
Yeah.
Except for now.
I did one improv show when I was stoned, and I was not funny. And I was like, never doing that again.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, because when you're stoned, you're kind of your own. Like, it's okay for stand-up comedy, because you're just I'm just out there by myself, so and people are going to assume I'm high anyway, right. So I might
and
as well
you.
Be.
It's like,
yeah, and I can just sort of, like, and if you go off on a tangent or something, it's fine. But, like, in an improv sketch, it's more about, you know, moving the sketch forward and telling the story that the sketch is trying to tell instead of one person being crazy.
Yeah, you have to be, like, very, very smart to make smart moves doing improv.
Mm-hmm.
You're very, very smart.
Thanks. I just ended up just watching it, though. It was just too entertaining. I was just standing there watching it and forgetting that I was in it.
Yeah, yeah, you don't even know
like,
you're in it.
I'm in this.
I'm in this.
So where did you start? What's your... 14 is pretty young, I think, right?
Is 14 young?
I think so. How old were you when you started?
It was in high school, but I honestly don't... I don't have, like, I have, like, one memory, and I don't even know if it was my very first time, but I guess the first time that I remember being stoned was I went and got stoned with my friend Erica in the woods, and then I...
That sounds dangerous.
I know.
And then like a great movie.
Yeah.
And then I went straight into a family dinner, and it was really scary. because I was... there was
this place is on fire.
I just remember sitting there, and just that was like just a... I was super freaked out and paranoid, and then I just went up to my room, and I prayed. I was pretty religious. When I was in high school.
Being high at family dinners, I was high so much around my family, like in high school.
Yeah, I'm so not funny. Really ever...
So they know now, right? You don't have family members that if they came across this would be shocked?
Absolutely 100% shocked.
Yeah. Really?
About this?
Yes, yeah, so you're hoping no one's going to watch this?
Well, not my parents.
not my parents.
Yeah.
But it would be fine, I guess.
Yeah, well, like, I hope it's going to be fine.
We all
I mean, some people's parents don't know how to work the internet, so maybe you'll be cool. Are they
My mom's pretty good at Googling stuff.
Oh, shit.
She's Googling shit all day long.
I don't think my mom Googles.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Your mom could teach my mom how to Google.
Did we do that age restriction thing this week where, like, people have to be a certain age to get on and watch the live stream? I think that's responsible.
How do you tell, though?
Oh, you know, they have to not lie when they do it, I guess.
Okay.
That always cracks me up when I see, you know, when I'm enjoying my porn and it says, are you over 21?
Yeah,
I always giggle like,
year.
I could be under and say yes. I could totally game the system.
They just think you don't know how to count until you're at a certain age.
We were talking about in the break. We don't. I mean, not the break because we hadn't started, but before the show started, you mentioned you dropped a rather famous name and said that that person is a big pot smoker.
No, he's.
But
not
I don't
want to
say
smoker.
It necessarily. Or he grows it.
He just has a farm.
He has a farm of it.
Yeah.
And he's a known person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want
to. Can we say the person?
I don't want to rat him out.
He's the most famous person in the world.
When you think of, like, what's
he
famous.
He does have the most famous. One of the most famous names, actually.
Thanks to his brother. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah, let's
okay.
Go.
Fun game.
Yeah. Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack.
Great clue.
That's enough. I mean, I already know the answer, but yeah, that's a good clue.
That's a generational thing.
Mm hmm. That's just like, do you ever chant Rufio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's a generational thing. Yeah, people love that.
But you're...
That movie's terrible.
Are we the same generation?
What's that?
I'm 17.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not.
But you've seen so much. Your...
I know, and I can't ever not see it.
It's weird to think, though, kids, like, will they recognize even, like, famous Disney characters, like Aladdin? You know what I mean?
Aladdin's coming to Broadway.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'll see that.
It's true.
Everything's going Broadway.
I would see it also.
Yeah.
We also have an indica that's available here today. If you want to take that plunge, I don't generally smoke indicas. It's called King Kush.
Are we selling this stuff? Is this a commercial?
No. I mean, it is, sort of. I mean, but, you know, we're keeping the kids out now, so that's smart. And Leafly says that this King Kush is famous for its potency. And they say that it's the THC levels can be up to 20%. That's a lot, right?
So if you're interested in that, the number at the bottom of your screen.
Just call it and hang up twice. You'll get a message.
No, just go to Leafly.com and they'll tell you what dispensary near you has whatever strain you're looking for. So
hurry.
You know, it's a
running out fast with this
as
stuff.
As fast as you can.
This business is not going to be open for long. But it's also, you know, it's getting legalized everywhere. And
yeah, no, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great time to be here, Doug.
Mm-hmm. It's a great time to be alive with the weed thing.
It's very
other things,
it's a very
maybe
relevant
not so much.
Time to be here.
Yeah, and...
This, 3 years ago, not a good idea. For me.
Right.
But right now,
sure.
Great idea.
Tomorrow, still
tomorrow,
great idea.
Tomorrow, who knows?
I hope you don't get any blowback. I mean, that's some people have said no because they're on a network show, or especially if they're on like a Nickelodeon show.
I couldn't
get iCarly to come on.
Right.
Yeah. I usually operate on the basis that my career is pretty much over.
So. Oh, I like that. That's a terrific attitude because then you
can
do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I always think it's the end. I'm just like, well, there's nothing further.
Well, there's nowhere to go but down.
So who can we say? I like to out, you know. Celebrities on the show that smoke and get potential guests for the future. So
I smoked with Woody Harrelson the other night.
Bam!
Yeah.
Boom! Nobody knew.
But he's red.
You can
he's
say red. That, though.
Right.
You can. Yeah, that's one you can.
You want to surprise
I smoked
one.
With Snoop isn't going to really...
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be neat. I'd like to do that.
I wish I can think of someone I could say, but that you would also be psyched about.
Right.
Mm. But that would be a surprise.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
I have really good ones. Can't say them.
Well, I mean, one of the greatest ones you have has always been fairly open about it, Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool about it.
Jane Fonda.
She's the coolest.
What?
Jane Fonda.
Like during her workouts and stuff?
I went on a talk show after Roseanne Barr, but she always talks about it, too.
Yeah, Roseanne is somebody that I think we're chatting with about
really?
Coming on here.
She's so cool.
Yeah, I like that. That was her whole platform when she ran for it. Didn't she run for mayor somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Mayor of Hawaii or something?
Is that right?
I feel like I saw the photo for that, but
yeah,
I just
remember. Oh, yeah, she was on a surfboard.
Her whole thing is...
It was like, boss. It was four segments, actually, of her doing different activities of Hawaii.
Yeah, I remember that.
Her whole thing
putting
was...
Putting a light on somebody else. Like, we share.
She was on a weed platform, I think. I think she was saying we should grow it and sell it and make us a lot of money.
It would be so much easier if it was just legal everywhere.
Yeah.
I like that you have your coat in your lap.
Yeah, it's
keeping
me warm.
I just noticed it. I always thought it was a really complicated skirt that had different parts of it were kind of leathery.
It has leather patches. I added it on. I like the weight to be heavy on the
Well, we got some Twitter questions.
Yeah.
For you guys, and you know how great Twitter is. It's so great, Allie is not even on it.
I'm not?
You're not on Twitter?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't think you were. Mm-mm. And you, Aubrey.
Yes.
Where does this evil hag come from?
I don't know, my brain.
That's such a terrible name for you, evil hag.
Why?
Well, I guess it's you're playing the opposite game. Is that what that's about?
What is?
Because you're not
game.
Evil or
evil
hag.
Evil hag has a good sound.
Oh, just because my Twitter name, I'm saying I'm that.
Yeah,
it's
mine's Doug Benson.
Thing. Well,
what if I made one said
you.
Banana?
No one
head.
Said you had to pick
Does
your
that mean
name.
I'm a banana head?
Is
yeah.
that a rule?
I mean, I think it's good for someone. Of your stature, because you probably like some interaction on Twitter, but not a ton. You're not, like, looking to get millions and millions of followers.
I want as many followers as I can get. Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Well, you should put your name in there, because it's easier to find you.
Because, no, I don't want to do that. I want them to,
They have to work for
they
a little
make
bit.
They have to find
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Okay,
they
like
have to want it.
I like
you
it.
Know?
You
they
have to want it. All right, I'll change my
name. I don't want people that don't want it. But my hag thing isn't, like, a statement. It's just I like hags. Like, I've always liked them.
Who
like,
do,
for a while
that?
Now. Like, since high school.
Sure.
So, back off.
You're trying to keep the word hag out there, because it's kind of, I think it's losing steam, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, do people say hag ever?
No.
I guess it is kind of like
not without the not without thing. The other F word before it.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah, I never
You don't
think
hear hag on its own.
Yeah.
It's always attached to fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a word.
We'll say hag
meaning
often.
Cigarettes. We have to take a break, you guys. Mm. Don't smoke cigarettes. And we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brody Stevens. Do you enjoy enjoyable things? Well, I certainly do. Then check out my show, Positive Push, with Brody, every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time on the VPN network.
That is the proper way to have a bowel movement, is to be, if you can get me here, to be squatted down. If you're like this, you're open. You're open. There's a clear pathway. You have to look at the animal kingdom. They don't use baby wipes. We do.
Hey! So.
Oh, my God.
You guys kidding me?
Oh, God.
What have you agreed to?
I don't know.
We should have interactive things with the people at home.
What do you mean?
Like, where you're like, you ask them questions directly and they can respond with you?
You should tell everyone to put their hand on the screen.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're telling me that right now.
Put your hand on the screen.
Everybody put your hands on the screen.
How does that feel?
What are we doing?
I just cursed every one of you with this.
Oh, shit, you evil hag! I just asked in your drink. I'm sorry.
Everyone's cursed. Really?
Apologize. Yeah, just a little bit. I can get it out with my fingers if you want.
You got some on my tissue.
Oh, man.
Disgusting. Hey, do you want to roll some more?
Sure.
Because I'm finishing these that you rolled right now. Oh, we need more.
Where did you grow up, Doug?
San Diego, California. But I got questions for you guys.
We got questions for you.
Just keep swatting at the smoke like bugs. Like it's a bug.
Okay.
This is for both of you, but for your respective programs. Suggested by Gelatinous3 on Twitter.
Gelatinous Elliot, is a good word.
What characters on Arrested Development would you want to get high with the most? Mm. And then Aubrey, same question, and also about Arrested Development.
That's good.
No, about your show. You can switch shows if you want.
Okay.
I know what mine are from each show, I think.
So what characters?
They're you. It's the two of you.
Wait, yeah, why?
So true.
But your characters, not you guys.
Wait.
Maybe would smoke
what
weed
are our characters
for
be?
Sure.
But you,
maybe
April wouldn't smoke weed, would she?
No.
She seems,
no, I think she would.
Really? Wouldn't she be a little less angry?
Angry
or unhappy looking?
Maybe
it calms her down.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
she
just chills
a,
her out to the point where she just seems like she's just constantly angry.
But she only does it alone.
Well, Chris Pratt and I have done a bunch of scenes where we decide that we've just gotten stoned before. That sounds really
That's the your
dorky.
Backstory for the scene.
Well, you guys, sometimes we like to act. And sometimes we get into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes we are like, maybe we just got stoned and we're at this party, and then it gives us like, you know, some
That would be I would think that would be true of Andy in every
weird.
Scene he's in.
Well, yeah.
He probably just got stoned.
That's right.
Like,
and April, you know, did also, so the answer is yeah, she'd do it.
Covered in this now.
Yeah, don't want to fall at the tip. I would smoke weed with Job. I think he would be fun and get kind of like Riley. Seems like he's a strange. He would be a very strange human being to hang out with. But
I would smoke weed with Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, totally.
Like any day.
Yeah, she's always stoned.
Do you think she does? She seems loopy all the time,
another,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want some more?
Okay.
Give it a try. So did we cover that question? Was that answered sufficiently?
Yep. Next.
All right. This is a tougher one. What's the most unusual thing that you've ever been happy to see / do / experience while high? Suggested by Matt Picasso.
Wait, could you say that again? I was looking for a letter, and that was the only
one. Oh, I'm sorry. Here.
I have an answer.
Yeah, we removed the bong so we could see you better, and that took one of the lighters with it because it's leashed up. what was the what happened? You had a question for me?
What was the question?
What's your favorite holiday?
I'm not a holiday person, really.
Why? What happened
I don't
to you?
Like them. It's just everything sort of stops for something that's not of specific interest to me.
You don't have a warm, fuzzy right. feeling like, around the holidays?
I do a little bit. I like Christmas
are you
songs. No. Methodist.
What are you?
I was brought up Methodist, but stopped when I was like 12.
Methodist. Is that the same as United Methodist? Sure. Or is that different? I forget.
I guess.
How many Methodists are there?
It's got the word Methodist in it. It's Methodist.
Well, no, I'm all right. I'll give you guys a second break. So, did you have a Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole deal. But the family was really into it, as was I, and wanted lots of presents and, you know, trying to find out what you get for Christmas ahead of time, you know, like sneaking around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. But then when I was an adult, I didn't like it that much anymore because, like, show business stops on Christmas, and I like to do shows.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I like to work.
Yeah, I don't like Christmas break.
All the time.
It's winter and you're just sitting around with nothing to do. I want to work.
It's a full day. It could be anything you want it to be.
Yeah. But you got to answer this question.
And there are so many responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
What's the question?
On any question.
You say, what is the best?
What is the...
I just wonder the question.
What's the most unusual thing that you've ever been happy to see, do, or experience while high?
Unusual.
Yeah, unusual. I mean, I like all the usual things for me personally, if I may answer the question before you.
I'd say going...
Like roller coasters, I like to be high.
Oh, yeah. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like going upside down. We were just talking about this, how I don't like going upside down.
Wait, weren't we?
In the car?
No, definitely not.
No, you're right. I was talking to someone else.
Yeah. Talking about your upside down problem with somebody else. So how many times do you encounter having to be upside down besides roller coasters? Like
just roller coasters.
Yeah.
Those things that
I don't like to go
back.
In a loop.
Right.
I'll do one of these. Mm-hmm. But the minute it goes like that, I can't commit to that.
You don't mind sudden drops?
Those are tough for me too, but they are.
So you're narrowing it down to no roller coasters.
But I'll force myself to do a sudden drop. I won't force myself to go upside down. I have limits.
All right.
And you abide by them.
I like that answer. That's
good. You know, it takes one article in the, you know, on the internet about some woman falling off an upside down roller coaster for me to go, well, I'm never doing that.
Is that
not
where
once.
You get your information and you're like, who's...
That happened, like, recently.
Yeah, that's
someone
the thing.
Fell out of an upside-down roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Like a mom.
Did she die?
But do you know,
yes.
But you know how many roller coasters are in operation in the world on a daily basis?
I know,
of
but
course.
Can I just not go
where they're
on
not
them?
Dying?
Cars are dangerous.
I know, but I'll just wait. You know, I'll wait at the restaurant.
But what about planes? I saw you on a plane once. I didn't say anything to you because you curled up in your seat and pulled something over your head. Does you always fly like that?
Yeah.
I completely covered my
head.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going to go over and tap somebody
that's
like completely
what? You know what, though?
Hey,
it's really
you
great.
Know me.
It's great because no one talks to you.
Yeah.
And also,
no, you seemed very,
yeah.
You were like in a middle seat even, I think.
It started with scarves. I used to put wrap scarves around my head and blindfold myself. The minute I sit down on a plane, I blindfold myself.
Why not bring a comfort animal?
I've done that one time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like a neck pillow?
No, like a live animal.
Like, you know, just like with seeing eye dogs, you can get a thing if you have, like, if you just need your dog.
We took Stevie on the plane and put a therapy dog vest on her.
Oh, man.
And
I would never know what to do with a dog at an airport. If someone was like, you have to take this dog through the airport to get to the other side, I'd be like,
I've done it. I can't. It's really scary. Really scary.
You have to put them in the bin,
like,
and they go through the x-ray, and they look so scared. I assume it's like a baby. I think it's similar to having a baby when you go through security. Right. They give you a little extra special
it's
treatment.
It's different because you feel like you're like a government like official or something. Or at least I did.
When you go through an airport?
With a dog.
Right, yeah.
You feel like you're like important, like you have a job or something.
That's cool.
I wish that was my job.
I get stoned before I go to the airport. I like that. Sometimes, like as long as it's an easy flight.
Thanks for your question, Matt Picasso. You're never getting an answer.
Oh, right, shit.
Ever.
McDonald's.
That is unusual to enjoy being at McDonald's.
I was rushed.
Yeah, no.
And seeing movies. I like to smoke more movies.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, what about haunted houses?
Always.
Scary haunted houses.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, now you're getting your answer, Matt Picasso.
What about just like a pool full of blood?
In a haunted house. Not the real thing, obviously.
Do you like those haunted houses, though?
I do.
You like walking around in the dark and somebody goes,
Yes, I like to be scared.
Yeah, it's weird, though. It's a weird scare because you know they can't touch you. You know they're not going to murder you.
It just feels...
But it's still terrifying to walk
through. Because I'm not, like, have someone to hold on to. I hate just, like, the waiting for it. Like, I don't like movies either where it's just, like, you're waiting to get
all it is
scared.
Is people just popping out of you.
Yeah.
Left and right. I love it.
Or when they get
did
so
you go
close.
To some this year?
I went to every single one.
No.
Every single
like
one.
Like, every night you go to a different one?
Like... A couple nights a week, yeah.
That's awesome. How many did you hit up?
A couple.
Yeah. With a big group or just
small
you
group.
And your closest?
Four or five people
four
each
five?
Time.
Yeah. All right.
It's good.
It's fun. I like it.
There's
I like
so
it.
Many in California.
Like, I like when adults go outside at nighttime and like do stupid things.
People don't bother you too much in amusement park situations?
No.
From especially those scary ones, it's dark, so they can't necessarily see you very well.
You mean because they recognize me?
Yeah.
No, I mean a couple times, but I'm not like, you know, Tom
you
Cruise. I can go to a haunted house.
Oh, that's the famous person we were talking about earlier.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise farms weed, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and say it. He is a total weed farmer.
Just massive amounts of land.
Mission Impossible 7 is going to be about protecting his weed.
Oh, I really wish I could drink that.
A man of the land. Can we get her some more of whatever she was having?
You know what? I'll just have
I'm
this.
Sorry I asked
no,
you.
No, so I just want to make you feel bad.
Oh, okay.
Water?
I asked in mine, too,
oh,
if that
tea.
Makes you feel better. No, it was tea.
No, it's okay. I'm okay.
We're good.
I'm good. I'll just share.
What kind of tea?
He wants to know what kind of tea.
Yeah,
so do the listeners.
Harvest pumpkin?
There was like
harvest
a little
pumpkin.
Fox on it.
Get her some goddamn harvest pumpkin.
Was.
Or
I
this
mean,
show,
that's the kind I
this
picked.
This show will come to a grinding halt if she doesn't get...
Just because I ask, I'm asking?
I would smoke. I wish there was a strain of weed called Harvest Pumpkin.
You would try it.
I know just the right person to grow that for.
I love every. I love every pumpkin-y this time of year. You know, fall, winter, that everything's flavored pumpkin.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
My favorite thing.
I
too.
Love that. Oh shit! All right, I'll take it back. I'll come up with a different favorite thing. But
why isn't it all? Why can't pumpkins be around all year round?
Especially pumpkin-flavored things.
That's what I'm saying. Why not? Why can't there always be a pumpkin spice latte?
Because they have to get you excited for something to be like, this is that time, you gotta get it now.
It's the marketing machine. Yeah. Is why. It's the corporate...
How many pumpkins do you have in your house?
What it advertises?
Zero pumpkins.
I still have
a pumpkin. Why is that number disappointing to you?
Zero pumpkins.
I know. Unbelievable.
How many do you have?
Can't even tell you. I have so many. Couldn't even.
You haven't done pumpkin inventory around the house?
Okay, fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
You want to try this thing?
15, 16.
You can take a bong rip, right?
Oh, man.
Show everybody how it's done. You could pull that out at the end when you get to the end.
I support you.
Yeah, yeah.
I always support
you. Yeah, you're not going to do it, right?
No.
No, no, no.
Nope, not going to do that.
She's a badass.
She is. She is. She's the baddest ass.
I knew she'd
do it. Baddest of the ass. I'm just going to...
All right, let me have some, too. Got to stay on the same page.
Yeah. We're all hanging out. It's so fun.
Yeah. It's really fun, Alia. We're having a great time.
Okay, here's another Twitter question for you.
Where's the letter?
Here's the letter, I'm sorry. What cartoon characters would you guys hang out with?
That's a nice question.
From Van Can wrote that.
What cartoon would I want to hang out with?
Cartoon character, yeah.
I'd like to hang out with the... Any of
what's the one that turns into a pumpkin?
You can hang out with a cartoon,
he's a cartoon
pumpkin.
I don't
want to
talk about
right?
cartoons, man. Come on.
You don't like cartoons? You know what I just saw for the first time? Spirited Away. Have you guys seen
that
movie?
I love that movie. That's
oh, my God. It's the best
so you
animated
like
film
anime,
I've ever seen.
Right? But you don't like cartoons.
Me? Yeah, I like anime?
Well, Spirited Away, isn't that?
Oh,
sort of
yeah.
Anime?
I like that movie.
What about...
I'd hang out with...
Don't you do
no,
voices
I like
in cartoons?
Yeah. I
which
like
one did I just
yeah,
hear
you
in?
Monsters,
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters,
yeah.
Inc.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I that's my favorite thing, watching cartoons, and I watch them on, you know, I see them on planes, because I don't want to be that guy sitting with the children in the movie theater.
Right.
And
oh, that's smart.
Right? And they always play everyone on planes, like I just saw Turbo. But anyway, Monsters, Inc., I was so excited to recognize your voice, you know, because that's a fun game to, like, when you see those movies, you get the whole movie, you could just try to figure out who everybody is.
Totally.
Yeah. And yeah,
your character was so
yours was a
awesome.
Good one. Yeah, it was a very funny character.
Yeah. Yeah. To have, like, a Pixar character, like, shaped around your voice, too, is
that... Yeah, that was cool.
But all those Monsters, Inc. characters really look fun. So cool. They're all funny-looking. Yeah. They're all
I know,
very
I love
individually
characters.
Humorous characters. Yeah. So there, so you did sort of answer the question. You like to get high with all those characters.
Yeah.
Monsters
all
would be fun to get high with.
I want to get high with my characters.
You're a monster, too. I'd hang out with the Metalocalypse dudes. I
right?
love that cartoon so much.
Oh, here we go.
And I
ooh,
love
it's hot.
Like just hanging out with a silly band.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That was
now I'm
really
gonna drink
fast.
Some of yours with the ash in it just because it's got pumpkin.
Okay.
That is good. It's got a little extra zing to it.
It's a little bit spicy.
We gotta go to another commercial break. This thing's almost over. It's mere minutes from being over. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's part of the magic that is marijuana smoking, is it makes the time go by. And we'll be right back.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity.
It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here. Stay tuned for
another live streaming episode of Who Charted?
Improv for Humans
on the Video Podcast Network.
I think her breasts are fantastic, and everyone knows that.
They're beautiful.
And I don't mean to objectify her.
No, not at all. Not but we at thank all. Her for bringing those in.
Hello again. Hello.
We're doing this for our freedom.
We're doing this for America.
Yeah, this is. We've decided during the break that this is for America because
yeah,
it needs to be legal. We need America. To have one of these in every home. And in case you didn't see last week, that's my broken volcano. It's already broken. I would not treat a working volcano that way.
You can make a lamp out of it.
No, I'm going to give it away. I signed it. I'm going to give it away as a prize on my podcast. That reminds me, I need both of you to come back to Doug Loves Movies. You've been on it in the past.
Totally.
So I'm going to need your phone numbers and social security numbers.
Go. 476.
1, 2, 3.
And you got, did the tea come during the show or during the break?
During the show. We got that on the show.
I never know which is which.
I made a big deal about it.
What the hell's happening?
I tried to.
Those breaks just whiz by.
It feels so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you each get a mug to take home with you. We get constantly people are begging me to sell them mugs. We should just sell people mugs. We got to do
imagine
it.
Imagine that was someone's arm.
I know we didn't do this to get in the mug selling business, but people want them real bad.
Yeah, well, they want them.
Nice mug, yeah.
Dial the number at the bottom of your screen.
You can never have too many mugs.
So, does anybody want one more hit of anything, or are you good? You feeling pretty good?
I guess we're okay.
Do you want to show off? All right, because what we like to do is get the guests very high, and then we like to make them watch a magic trick.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. So that means it's Gabe time.
We got a magician in the house?
Yeah.
Hey.
He's got a
Hi, Gabe.
He's got a graphic that comes up and everything. Here we go.
How's it going?
Hi.
Good.
Do you mind if I use this space over here by a table? Mm-hmm. Move your tea over. All right, I've got two piles of cards here. And each one has the four face down cards. Mm-hmm. They should be I have to mess up once.
Excuse me.
Anyways, I want you to each think of the four queens.
Okay.
And think of one in your head, specifically.
Oh, they get to pick one?
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know the options, right?
Yes.
Okay, Aubrey, what
color? I won't say anymore.
What color was yours?
I picked hearts. Square.
My mic fell out. It was hearts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say it?
You're supposed to just say the color, but it's fine.
Okay.
And yours was?
Yes, hearts. Red hearts.
Is this like a thing where we're going to get confused and then it's going
to
be like a...
It's going to be like a...
It's going to be magic. That's our only response.
Allie, would you mind choosing a black queen?
A black queen, yes, sure. Okay, I will be the black queen.
So the spades or clubs?
That'd be a good cartoon, Black Queen and the Evil Hag.
So spades and hearts, and I actually made predictions of... No, that's not what you chose, hearts?
No, yeah, you can do it.
Well, I actually made predictions of which ones you were going to choose before.
Okay. You did?
Here are here's the Queen of Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And over here is the Queen of Spades.
Oh, sure.
And I was so
is that what you did?
I was so sure that you guys were going to choose those that I actually used alternating colors. And I was so sure that you two would choose those two queens that I didn't even use any other queens.
What did you do? No! Go to your room!
Interesting.
Get out of here.
Okay.
No questions. He has to go.
But can I...
Did you see the David Blaine thing last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I wanted to.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thank you.
But
thanks,
can
Gabe.
We say that if we knew how he did it?
Dave. We don't
ask him
know
if he knows how he did it.
I don't think
he knows how he did
Aubrey
it.
Aubrey saw something.
Oh.
I didn't see anything. I heard it.
What? Something made a noise?
In my ears.
Then I guess you did.
It's called...
All right, bring it back in.
Okay.
We got to do plugs. That's where we talk about upcoming projects, places for people to look for you.
Yes. No.
It's a good thing we have it written down.
Skip that one. Let's do a better one.
I saw you were in, you were both in a movie together, both hanging out at the pool in the to-do list, which is available now on Blu-ray, DVD. Yeah. That was fun, right? That must have been, that's, did you shoot in the winter or the summer?
We shot in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The hot summer.
Yep, in
that's
the valley.
Perfect. Yeah, let's shoot like a long pool in the valley in the summer. I wish.
Yeah,
that
it was
sounds
like
amazing.
99 degrees, man.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
I guess
long.
You can't just jump in the pool when you get cold, though, because your hair would be wet and ruin continuity, potentially.
No. Can't
is that why you're in the pool so much in the movie? Because it was comfortable?
Am I in the pool?
We got to swim
you
a little
swim
bit.
A lot.
I was.
Yeah.
I was in and out of that pool a lot.
Yeah.
That was a lot of pool time.
So look for that movie, the to-do list, and also Aubrey, of course, is still on Parks and Rec, Thursdays at 8, 7 Central, on NBC.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. How many seasons is that now?
Six.
Six seasons. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Great, great bunch of people over there. So funny.
Yeah, they're all a really fun time.
Yeah, can you
so
believe
tune
it?
Tune in.
No, I meant fun for you.
Oh,
must
yeah,
be fun for
me,
you.
Yeah. I thought we were doing a commercial stuff. So.
Yeah, we are kind of. We gotta go.
I don't want this
to end. But my plugs are, I'm gonna be at the Sacramento Punchline December 29th through 30th, so those 2 days. And then I'll be on the Weezer Cruise in February, the 13th to the 17th. Go to WeezerCruise.com, I think, I'm guessing.
A cruise with
to
Weezer
to find out. The
playing?
Band Weezer plays a bunch of shows. I'll do some stand-up. And we're on a cruise ship, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is
it's pretty
right?
fun.
Where does it go?
I think this one's going to Great Stirrup Cay.
To the moon.
from leaves out of Jacksonville. Mm. Go somewhere down there, you know, Bahamas-ish.
Right, right.
Yeah. But anyway, we've gone long, but thank you guys
for
doing this. And
thanks
we've got professional drivers to take you home.
Cool.
And we've also have a napping area.
We'll be sedated on
if you need to nap, we have a nice couch over there.
Great.
And thanks for being on the show. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday.